Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wilson hooks a pass. Looking. End zone. George Pickens climbs the ladder for the touchdown. Wilson to Pickens is potent.
We're live at an empty Nats Park in the left field concourse. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan for another hour. We'll take you up to 6:30 tonight. I am so happy about the Dallas Cowboys trading for George Pickens. I just can't see through my giddiness. In fact, I'm so happy I wish I had a twin brother I could share it with. That's how excited I am. This is a problem child. This is a selfish football player. This is an extremely skilled, talented, bit of a head case, I would say, that Mike Tomlin couldn't get through or fix. But I think Brian Schottenheimer's the guy for the job. What could possibly go wrong? It was just this past December, Danny Hutier, when the Pittsburgh Steelers were gunning for the postseason, and in their Christmas Day game, he showed up less than 90 minutes before kickoff, and Mike Tomlin had to say, "Not today, young man.
You don't get to play."
Just so you guys know, 4 hours or so before kickoff is when the early risers get there. But, you know, within 3.5 or so hours is probably when you should post. He was under 90 minutes before kickoff, waddling through the locker room for the biggest game of their season. Very skilled player. Led the NFL in yards per catch in 2023. 900 yards receiving on just 59 grabs last year. 15 a pop. Go balls. He's athletic on the sideline. It's a lot of back shoulder stuff. It's a lot of slants that he can make plays in the middle of the field, run away from people on, boxing them out with his size. He's a big receiver who even plays bigger than 6'3 and 200. So you're going, where's the catch, Grant? Here's the catch. And if you listen to this show for any period of time, this will be the least surprising thing ever. Not on my team.
Oh,
George Pickens, giant pain in the ass, can play for someone else. He could go catch 60 for 1,100 maybe for someone else. Not on my team. He's someone else's headache, and today he became the Dallas Cowboys headache, and I am thrilled about it.
So this, I think, is the fundamental difference between you and I. I'm 100% with you that I don't want him. This is not a, oh, Washington should have traded for George Pickens. Not what I'm saying at all. I would not say that because everything you're saying is correct.
He can't play for me.
Yeah, it's going to melt down, and it's going to implode. All I can think about, though, is the fact that he'll probably be available twice against Washington, and he'll probably be awesome, and that it made their offense, at least at times, formidable. And it's a great compliment to CeeDee Lamb opposite him. And I'm terrified of it. Again, big picture, it's going to end terribly. It does, because that's who's involved here. But there's going to be a time where it hasn't ended terribly yet. And I feel like that time will be like they'll do that schedule when it comes out where they play Washington twice in 3 weeks, some kind of weird divisional thing, and he's going to torch us. That's the first thing I thought of. I don't want my rival to have him. I also don't want him either. That's where I'm at.
He had his third best game of the season last year by way of yards against Washington.
Oh, yeah.
5 for 91 and a touchdown in Landover at Northwest Stadium. He only had two games better than that. He went for 113 against the Colts on the road and 111 at home against the Jets. He's a good football player, and you are right. He is a problem when you have to defend his size in the middle of the field. And the back shoulder stuff, if they at a quarterback that I worried about throwing him the football in Pittsburgh could have been a real issue for teams for years to come. And they just didn't. Mason Rudolph's going to be their starter right now. If it was Rodgers, by the way, the back shoulder throw makes to George Pickens, I actually thought that would have been one of the best fits ever.
I mean, he's got some DeAndre Hopkins to his
totally
with that kind of stuff. The touch tap radius on the sideline. Oh, yep. Yeah.
He's got a little bit of that. But you're thinking about the best parts. What about when he is yelling at the receivers coach? Mm-hmm. What about he's showing up 87 minutes before kickoff? What about when he's getting ejected because he's fighting with a corner because he's putting himself over the team because he's tackling someone behind the play? Mike Tomlin has made a career of getting guys to act better in Pittsburgh than in other places. Mm-hmm. And they have had these malcontent types that were issues other spots. Like, and even at the end of their runs there, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, whatever. Ben Roethlisberger, by the way. Look at his track record.
Sure,
he ain't a saint. I don't think he's in the running for Pope coming up at the conclave.
That's a good bet.
But Mike Tomlin makes it work. He didn't want to deal with this guy anymore. He threw his hands up and said, let's go get a draft pick. And by the way, they gave up a third for him.
Yeah.
I love this so much. Does it make their offense better? Absolutely. Did they need a weapon? For sure. Are they a scarier team to defend? Yes. But I would bet.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm looking at my wallet.
Is there the farm?
No, I'm not giving up my Pupatello VIP card.
I was
going to
say, would you bet the Pupatello card?
The Pupatello VIP card is the most valuable thing in my wallet. We are making good use of that.
I actually tend to agree with you. Yeah.
I got no money, actually. So we got.
You never carry cash.
Yeah, but I also have no money also.
Okay. Would you bet the Pupatello gift card?
No. Stop saying that.
Under any circumstance.
I don't want you to say that anymore. It's just not a nice thing to bring up. I'm going to bet lunch. I'll take you and the boys to Walters.
Oh.
If he is not either kicked out of a game, benched, or involved in some controversy with a teammate or coach this year. I think all of those things, one of them on my bingo card is a lock.
Yeah, I think you're going to get bingo. I mean, it's the George Pickens special. It's the bonanza. But the in-between parts is what I'm terrified of. Like the games that he's going to perform well because those are coming too. So you're right. It's going to end terribly. And I know it'll be a crash and burn situation in Dallas. And they don't have a culture strong enough to kind of deal with that, whatever this is. Right now, this minute, especially with first-year head coach in Brian Schottenheimer?
I think Schottenheimer's the right guy to get through to him.
Yeah, I love this.
I mean, he is such a skilled, wonderful, deserving head coach. He's, what would you say, top three in the league, top five in the league?
Top three with the last name Schottenheimer,
I think. Definitely entrusting him with a mercurial head case of a player. Why wouldn't I? Yeah. I mean, he runs a room better than anybody.
It's his third year in the league talking about Pickens. So, you know, it's potential contract time. So who knows? Maybe this is the just straight and narrow guy. My point is, I'm terrified of what it means for the matchup against Washington. That's the only part I can think about. But in general, I can also say that that's one plate I'm spinning. I've got it spinning right here in my left hand.
And that,
in my right hand,
that's just always going to be a thing.
Yes.
Someone's playing the Commanders, you're nervous.
Yes, especially someone that's good.
If the Caps weren't playing the Canes, and for some reason they allowed the Blackhawks to play them in the second round, you'd go, I just don't like this.
I don't like it.
That's the your heart as a fan. So that's part of it is you know he's going to go 4 for 97 in a touch against the Commanders once, and you have to start with that.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a lot of 2-for-26s in there.
And there's going to be some tantrums, some throwing of things. Yeah, there's all the issues are coming. So I both relish in the potential suffering of Cowboy fans who should repent and reform immediately. You're all wrong. If you've never been to Dallas, you should be embarrassed. But the second part is I'm terrified of what it means for those couple times he plays Washington.
I want the Cowboys to do more stuff like this. I want them to get back to the early 90s.
Just be
the stuff that they wrote about in those chapters of that Cowboys Empire book.
Uh-huh.
Like barbershops and craziness where people were just doing wacky things.
A little stabby.
No, let's not. Is that what happened in the barbershop?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was like some inappropriate behavior stuff.
Well, I was thinking about Michael Irvin stabbing a guy.
Well, that's pretty bad too. No, I don't want anyone getting stabbed. I need Cowboys yelling at each other on the sideline. Like the old Greg Hardy shoving a coach. Just everyone's angry. And Brian Schottenheimer's the man responsible.
He's holding it all together.
Keeping everybody
together.
He's
holding it together.
One of the funniest press conferences of all time. Schottenheimer actually did a pretty nice job. I watched every minute of it. Jerry, oh boy. I would have paid to watch Jerry in that press conference. This is the team that you want to do poorly. And that press conference is an indication that this person is incapable of running a football team.
Yeah, this is our plan. This is what we're going to do. So, thought noise.
By the way, Brian Schottenheimer is the head coach of the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Have we mentioned that?
That's a good FYI. That's right.
I just thought I forgot about that for a couple months. And now that it's May 7th, it's a good time to remind everyone. But Pickens, what about what they gave up? Third-round pick this coming year, and then a fifth-round pick for the draft
for next
year. D.C.
Mm-hmm.
In 2027.
Pretty good compensation if you're Pittsburgh for a guy that you didn't want to deal with anymore, right? I mean, but for Dallas, they're desperate that you have to turn over different stones than you'd normally like to, and I think that was the case here where they just need something. They need an injection of life on that side of the ball, especially.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.